Welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be tackling a question that has haunted humanity for centuries. Are we alone in the universe?
It's one of those really big questions, isn't it?
Yeah, and to help us explore this topic, we have a really unique source. It's a detailed outline for a book. And the book is called Are We Alone in the Universe? Exploring the Fermi Paradox and Its Solutions.
Catchy title.
It is. And what's so unique about it is that it blends a scientific exploration of the Fermi paradox with a fictional narrative. It follows this SETI scientist, Dr. Eleanor, they call her Ellie Vargas.
Okay.
So we're going to kind of unpack some thought-provoking concepts and hopefully have some fun along the way.
I'm ready.
All right. So to kind of set the stage, you know, this whole idea of are we alone, it really pushes the boundaries of science, right?
It does. And it all starts with this this concept called the Fermi paradox.
Okay, so the Fermi paradox, explain that.
So the paradox is this. The universe is massive. We're talking billions of galaxies, trillions of stars. Statistically speaking, the existence of extraterrestrial life seems pretty likely, right?
Yeah, the odds are good, right? The math kind of works out.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. We haven't found any concrete evidence. No confirmed signals, no alien artifacts, nothing. So where is everybody?
Exactly. Where is everybody?
That's the Fermi paradox.
Okay, so the book uses this character, Dr. Ellie Vargas, to explore this question. Tell us a little bit about her, who she is, what she's like.
So Ellie is brilliant. She's dedicated. She's really driven to find answers. And her passion for this work, it goes way back to her childhood, you know. Her late father really instilled in her this love for the stars. Yeah, it's a really sweet part of her story.
I like that. So as scientists are grappling with this paradox, you know, are we alone? Ellie receives a signal. It's a strange signal, a repeating signal from a distant star system. And this is kind of the turning point in the book, right? Her journey, and I'm assuming kind of drives the whole narrative forward.
Definitely. The signal becomes this this symbol of hope, but also this huge mystery that Ellie is determined to unravel. But to understand the significance of it, we need to talk about the elephant in the room, so to speak.
Oh, okay. I'm intrigued. What's the elephant?
The sheer scale of the cosmos. We're not just talking about a few planets here. We're talking about a universe so vast, it's almost impossible to comprehend.
Yeah. The outline really emphasizes that, right? Just the vastness of space.
Oh, absolutely. And the book actually uses this really cool analogy. Think of all the grains of sand on all the beaches on Earth.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
Now multiply that by, I don't know, a billion. There are more stars in the observable universe than all those grains of sand combined.
Oh, wow.
And we've barely explored beyond our own solar system.
It's mind-boggling. And yeah. It kind of puts this search for extraterrestrial life into perspective, doesn't it?
Definitely. It's like trying to find one specific grain of sand on all the beaches of the world.
Yeah.
It's a daunting task.
Yeah, but it also makes Ellie's story all the more intriguing. And going back to her personal connection to this, her fascination with space, you know, started at a young age, right?
7 years old, to be exact. She went on this stargazing trip with her dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had this really poetic view of the universe. He used to tell her that the stars were like letters in a cosmic love letter.
Oh, wow.
So now she's got this mysterious signal, and it's like, is this the message they were waiting for?
Oh, I get chills.
Yeah, it adds this really nice, almost spiritual element to her quest.
Yeah, I like that. So how do we even begin to think about calculating the odds of finding other civilizations with a universe this vast?
Well, scientists have come up with this formula. It's called the Drake equation. It's an attempt to estimate the number of detectable civilizations in our galaxy.
Okay, so break that down for me. How does it work?
It takes into account a lot of variables, like the rate of star formation, the fraction of stars with planets, the number of those planets that could support life, and so on.
Okay, so a lot of factors.
A lot, and that's where it gets tricky. Even small changes in our assumptions about those variables, like, let's say, the likelihood of life arising on a suitable planet, can result in wildly different estimates.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Some calculations suggest there could be thousands, even millions of civilizations out there. Others say we might be the only ones.
Wow, it's like a cosmic guessing game.
Kind of. And the book actually touches on this. Ellie faces some serious pushback for her work with the Drake equation. She even has this former mentor who's completely convinced that humanity is alone in the universe.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he's super skeptical, even tries to sabotage her research at one point.
Oh, wow. So not only is she dealing with the complexities of the universe, but she's also battling this, what, like professional rivalry?
Exactly. shows how even in the scientific community, there are different schools of thought, and sometimes those clashes can get pretty intense.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So we have this paradox, this massive universe with seemingly endless possibilities, yet we haven't found any definitive proof of other life. Why? What are some of the explanations that the book explores?
It dives into several theories. One is called the zoo hypothesis.
The zoo hypothesis, okay.
The idea is that advanced civilizations are aware of us, but they're choosing to observe us from a distance, like we do with animals in a zoo.
Interesting. So why wouldn't they interact with us?
That's a big question, right? It makes you wonder about their motivations. Mm-hmm. Are they protecting us, studying us? Or maybe we're just not that interesting to them.
Yeah, I mean, are we that interesting to them?
Who knows? But it raises a lot of questions about their ethics, their understanding of life.
It's fascinating and a little creepy to think that we might be under cosmic surveillance.
Yeah. And the book doesn't shy away from the implications of that. But there's another kind of darker theory called the self-destruction hypothesis.
Okay, self-destruction. What's that about?
It suggests that civilizations might rise and fall all the time across the universe. Maybe they reach a certain level of technology and then wipe themselves out. Nuclear war, ecological disaster, you name it.
Whoa, a bit depressing, right?
A little bit. Especially when you consider some of the challenges we're facing here on Earth, you know?
Yeah, makes you wonder if we're on that same path, heading for self-destruction.
It's a sobering thought. And then there's the rare earth hypothesis.
Okay, what's that one?
That one suggests that the conditions that allowed for intelligent life to evolve on Earth are so specific, so rare, that we might be a complete anomaly.
Like a cosmic fluke.
Exactly. It's basically saying that we won the cosmic lottery, all the right ingredients came together at the right time, and boom, here we are.
So we're a miracle.
In a way, yes.
Yeah.
But it also makes you wonder if there are other miracles out there just waiting to be discovered.
Right. Or are we truly alone? And if so, what does that mean for us? I have so many questions.
Me too. And the book throws in a twist. Remember that signal Ellie received?
Yeah.
Well, the outline hints that the civilization that sent it knew their time was running out. They were facing extinction.
Oh, wow. So not only are we dealing with the possibility of being alone, but now we're talking about civilizations that have risen and fallen.
It adds a whole new layer to the mystery, doesn't it? And it raises the question, what happened to them and could it happen to us?
Yeah. Are we doomed to repeat their mistakes?
It's a question Ellie and her team wrestle with as they analyze the signal. And to make things even more complicated, the outline mentions funding cuts, interference from outside forces, all these pressures they're adding to the urgency of their quest.
It sounds like Ellie's journey is a reflection of the challenges of scientific exploration itself, pushing boundaries, questioning assumptions, and doing it all against the odds.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that the search for knowledge is rarely a smooth path. It's full of obstacles, doubts, and sometimes even danger.
Well, on that note, I think we need to take a break. But don't worry, we'll be back to dive deeper into the Fermi paradox and explore some even more mind-bending concepts.
Buckle up. This ride is just getting started.
So we're back, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around all this. A civilization on the brink of extinction sending out a signal. It's heavy stuff.
It really makes you think about the fragility of civilizations, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Even those with advanced technology. I mean, they were sophisticated enough to send a signal across the galaxy, yet they couldn't save themselves.
Right. And then there's the other big reveal, the second signal, identical to the first, but this time it came from Earth.
Mm-hmm.
100 years in the future. Like, what? Does this mean we eventually figure out interstellar travel?
Yeah.
Or is there some kind of time travel element thrown in here?
That's the beauty of the outline. It leaves so much open to interpretation. Mm-hmm. It really makes you ponder the possibilities. Could humanity eventually evolve to a point where we can manipulate time? Or maybe, just maybe, there are forces at work that we can't even begin to comprehend.
It's like mind blown. And I'm also dying to know more about this blueprint that Ellie deciphers from the signal. What is this technology? What does it do?
The outline is pretty vague about the specifics, but it does suggest that the technology has the potential to connect us with other civilizations.
Okay, like a universal communication system.
Something like that, yeah. It hints at the possibility of a vast network spanning across galaxies, allowing for communication, and maybe even travel between different worlds. Imagine that.
I mean, it's incredible. Think of the knowledge we could share, the cultures we could exchange.
Exactly. It could be a revolution for humanity. a chance to finally break free from our isolation and join a larger cosmic community.
Okay, but hold on a second. What about the risks?
Right, because there are always risks, aren't there?
Making contact like that, couldn't it also make us vulnerable? What if those other civilizations aren't so friendly?
That's a valid concern. And it's something that Ellie grapples with in the book. You know, the outline shows her facing professional setbacks because of her belief in extraterrestrial life.
Yeah.
Now she's got this incredible discovery, potentially world-changing, but it's also incredibly dangerous.
It's like, do we dare open that door? I mean, how would we even react as a society? Would we panic? Would we be welcoming?
It's hard to say. I think human history shows us that we're capable of both great acts of cooperation and terrible acts of violence.
True. And it makes me think about all those theories we talked about earlier, the zoo hypothesis, for example.
Right.
If there are advanced civilizations out there watching us, wouldn't building this technology just make us more visible? Like, hey, we're here. Come and get us.
It's definitely a possibility.
Yeah.
And it's something that Ellie and her team have to consider very carefully. The outline doesn't give us any easy answers, but it does raise these ethical and philosophical questions.
Yeah. It's a lot to think about. I mean, we're talking about the fate of humanity here. Do we prioritize safety and isolation, or do we take the risk and reach out, hoping for the best?
It's a tough call. And there's also the question of whether this technology, even if it's intended for communication, could be weaponized.
Oh, right. Like any technology, it could be used for good or for evil.
Exactly. And Ellie is acutely aware of this. She's torn between her scientific curiosity, her desire to explore and connect, and her responsibility to protect humanity from potential harm.
It sounds like she's caught in this impossible situation. I mean, how do you even begin to weigh those risks against the potential rewards?
Well, the book seems to suggest that there's no easy answer.
Oh.
The Fermi paradox itself is a reminder that we don't have all the answers. We're constantly learning, questioning, and revising our understanding of the universe.
It's humbling, right? We like to think we're so advanced, but in the grand scheme of things, we're just scratching the surface.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole exploration so exciting. There's so much we don't know, so much potential for discovery and wonder, but also so much potential for danger.
So, okay, back to Ellie's story. Does she end up building this technology, even with all these risks? And does she ever make contact with those future humans who sent that second signal?
Well, the outline takes us on a bit of a detour here. Ellie's really struggling with the weight of this decision, the potential consequences. And she ends up turning to her late father's diaries for guidance.
Oh, that's interesting. Her father, the one who sparked her love for the stars. It's like, coming full circle, what does she find in those diaries?
A lot of wisdom, apparently. The outline describes his writings as reflections on the power of human curiosity, our drive to explore the unknown. He believed that this drive was at the core of what made us human. It was our destiny to reach for the stars.
Wow. Even facing the vastness of the universe, it's that spark of curiosity that propels us forward.
It really is. And it seems like his words give Ellie the strength and the clarity she needs to make her decision.
So what does she decide? Does she go for it? I love that idea, that even when we're talking about these massive cosmic concepts, it's the human element, the personal stories that really connect with us.
Absolutely. And it's her father's belief in that human drive, that curiosity, that seems to guide Ellie's decision.
So she decides to build the technology.
The outline suggests that she does, not out of recklessness, but with this sense of cautious optimism. She knows there are risks, but she's also driven by the potential rewards, the possibility of connecting with other life forms, of understanding our place in the universe in a whole new way.
So she's willing to take that leap of faith into the unknown. That's pretty brave, considering what's at stake.
It is. And the outline describes the construction process as this global effort. Scientists, engineers, experts from all over the world coming together to make this technology a reality.
It's a beautiful image, isn't it? Humanity united, putting aside their differences to build something extraordinary, something that could change the course of history.
It really is. It speaks to that shared sense of wonder, that desire to explore and understand that connects us all.
Okay, so the technology's built. Now what? What happens? Does the outline give us any details about the moment of truth, the first activation?
It does, but it's very subtle. Very ambiguous. There's no big flashy reveal, no sudden alien encounter. Instead, it hints at a transformation, a shift in perspective, a deeper understanding of humanity's place in the cosmos.
So it leaves us with more questions than answers.
In a way, yes. But I think that's part of the author's intention. It's about sparking our imagination, encouraging us to contemplate the possibilities, to engage with these big questions on a personal level.
So even though we don't get a definitive answer to the question, are we alone? The journey itself has been pretty amazing.
It has. We've explored the science, the philosophy, the human emotions tied to this enduring mystery. And I think that's the key takeaway here. The Fermi paradox isn't just about finding aliens. It's about understanding ourselves, our place in the universe, and the potential futures that await us.
It's a reminder that the greatest discoveries often lie in the questions we ask, not necessarily the answers we find.
Exactly. And sometimes the journey itself is the reward. Mm. The pursuit of knowledge, the expansion of our understanding, that's what truly enriches our lives.
Well said. And on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive.
But the exploration doesn't end here. We encourage everyone to keep looking up at the stars, keep asking those big questions, and keep that sense of wonder alive. Who knows what incredible discoveries await us in the vast expanse of the cosmos?
Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey. It's been a privilege to explore these ideas with you.
And remember, the universe is full of mysteries. Keep exploring.